It's the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis.
Taxes, new ones, increased old ones. Majority Democrats in the state legislature have several proposals to take more money from taxpayers. There are so many, nearly three dozen just to fund the transportation budget alone, for example. It would be impossible to list them all here, so we decided to highlight just a few, like the income tax on capital gains. Senator Perry Dozier echoes the worry of other Senate Republicans.
I truly feel that this income tax on capital gains is really just a starter tax that will most likely lead to a broader income tax in this state.
Senator Mike Patton says the voters have been asked to approve income taxes in the past.
The people have been asked 10 times since 1934. Every time they have said no.
And Senator Keith Wegener says there's another problem.
It's unconstitutional. It fails the uniformity clause. And we were sent down here to support and defend the Constitution, not figure out ways to fiddle around it, get around it, or make situations to change it so it suits us.
But that's not all. There are also Democratic proposals for taxes and policies that increase the cost of fuel. Let's just look at cap and tax and the high-cost fuel standard.
A 55-cent minimum tax increase at the pump. 55 cents per gallon. And for what? That is the question that has to be answered by the people of America, Washington State. Why are you going to pay an extra 55 cents a gallon beginning? And it's going to go way up from there. It'll be well north of a dollar within a few years in terms of what these two pieces of legislation will do together.
Senator Doug Erickson says that's on top of higher gas taxes to pay for the Democrats' transportation plan. Gas taxes are regressive, meaning they hit the poor harder. Senator Mark Schussler says so do cell phone taxes.
These are the taxes that every consumer doesn't see unless they look very closely at their cell phone bill. We currently have the fourth highest cell phone taxes in America. There are people that would like to take us to number one. Do we have to be number one in taxes too? I would say not. A cell phone is basic for every Washingtonian, and being fourth highest in the nation in taxes is enough.
Senate Republican Budget Chief Linda Wilson says their proposed budget lowers and eliminates taxes.
Property tax reduction, which is exempting the first $250,000 of a home's value. It's a good opportunity to give back to the people now when we have such an influx of federal money and with our economic council forecast being so good. We also want to eliminate the B&O tax on manufacturing. We've lost over 70,000 jobs over the course of the last 20 years, and they pay very good family wage jobs. So we would like to encourage that, plus keep Boeing, entice them to stay and entice other manufacturers to come in.
And Senate Republican leader John Braun says they use the existing sales tax from vehicles to pay for transportation projects and maintenance.
Senate Republicans offered a full operating budget that moved all the sales tax for motor vehicles to the transportation budget, would have provided $24 billion over the next 16 years. It dwarfs the current proposal offered by the Senate Democrats and involves no new taxes. And we are uniquely positioned to do this year, given the additional revenues we saw from the revenue forecast and the federal funds, along with our expected pay down of the long-term pension liability. We could make this change right now and fundamentally alter the financial foundation of our state for transportation. There just has not yet been the political willingness to do it.
They say the Senate Republican spending plan shows you can fund important programs and transportation without raising taxes.
Find us online at src.wastateledge.org. Follow us on YouTube and Twitter at WashingtonSRC and on Facebook at Washington Republican Senate Caucus. I'm Tracy Ellis. This is the Elephant in the Dome, the official podcast of the Senate Republican Caucus.